Here's a stubborn fact about unemployment. The jobless rate among workers ages 16 to 19 is 3 times the nation's overall unemployment rate. Well, now, some of the nation's largest corporations say they want to do something about that. Starbucks and others are launching the so-called 100,000 Opportunities Initiative today. Robin Farzad hosts the business and economics show Full Disclosure on the NPR digital app NPR One and joins us now. Hi there, Robin.
Magna, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, Starbucks is apparently leading this effort. CVS and Walmart are also on board, and they want to find jobs for 100,000 underemployed young people. How do they say they're going to meet that goal?
Well, by putting it out there, for starters, the idea, you know, that 3 times the overall unemployment rate is represented by gainlessly unemployed youth who are very high risk to get into a life of crime, to depend on society for Medicaid or welfare benefits later in life. So the idea, and Howard Schultz has been really ahead of the curve on this, and that he himself grew up in poverty, is to kind of nip that in the bud in a sort of a kind of a public-private partnership. You get a bunch of these corporations who disproportionately depend on low-wage labor, and you put a happy face on it.
Mm. And so, I mean, do Starbucks, CVS, Walmart, and the dozen or so plus other companies all say that they themselves have the capacity to hire the 100,000, or are they looking to other corporations as well?
Surely they themselves can hire 100,000. It's just a trickle. If you think about the 5.6 million people who are unemployed between age 16 to 24, this is going to require a huge swath of the Fortune 500, but for starters, they can come in. This is a company, for example, Starbucks, that is really flush. It's a cash flow machine. You know the news last week that they increased prices on coffee. I just walked out of one and paid $4.25 for a latte for my wife. So this is an embarrassment of riches. And he's smart, Howard Schultz, in that he realizes this is a gaping societal problem. And you can't just have such a disparity between the haves and have-nots without something having to give.
Okay, well, but right there is one thing that critics might point to, and that is having a relatively low-wage job while technically keeping someone gainfully employed isn't really going to give them a significant wage that bridges that gap between the haves and have-nots.
Right, but in fairness to a company like Starbucks that pays a living wage, that has offered online degrees from Arizona State University, they go above and beyond, I think, what other kind of cut-rate service sector fast food employers have done. And it's a bigger criticism of the United States economy. You go to a place like Germany, there's always a third way for students in high school. If you want to go off to vocational school, it's not just kind of, going to college or nothing else. And increasingly, in this post-Great Recession sobriety, where even people who are reevaluating the risk and return of a college degree are increasingly saying, gosh, we have to look out for the weakest link, the people who are near 20% unemployment. There has to be another way.
Mm. And the last couple of seconds we have, Robin, I mean, is this just sort of a modern day incarnation of what we've seen as corporate social responsibility here?
No, I mean, there's been a tradition going back to the time of Billy Budd, which you probably read in middle school. I mean, an apprenticeship is an apprenticeship. It's a great rung on the ladder. You've seen executives at McDonald's who started off on the front line there. There are opportunities. It's not for everybody to go off and get a 4-year degree and then go off to graduate school. There are people who substantially don't have many options by 16. And if they get a foot in the door, they're going to avail themselves of that opportunity.
Robin Farzad, host of the business and economics show Full Disclosure. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.